Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
New lunchtime hour on 97 through The Fan. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. This is the Brayden Sir Prenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We have a jam-packed show again tomorrow, as we will be talking about a lot of different stuff under the sun in the sports world. A lot of stuff going on in the San Diego sports world as well. We talked about San Diego FC earlier on the show today. Big win last night, 1-0 to clinch a spot in the Western Conference final in the MLS Cup. A win on Saturday at Snapdragon Stadium at 6 o'clock would clinch a spot in the MLS Cup final against either Inter Miami or New York City FC. Those are the potential matchups for San Diego FC in the final. Now, they will be playing Vancouver on Saturday. If they're able to beat Vancouver, they'll be able to move on. We talked a lot about that in the first hour of the show. We're going to be talking about some high school football later. There's a big game tonight, the Open Division Championship game between Cathedral Catholic and Carlsbad at Southwestern College. We both will be at that game tonight in some capacity.
We will.
Game starts at 7 o'clock. It's at Southwestern College. It's $3 to park. You got to buy a parking pass on Southwestern College's permit, parking permit website. Tickets are $18 for adults. They have deals for students and senior citizens. I posted the link on social media last night if you want to go to the game tonight.
I wonder if I could still use my student discount.
You probably could. Were you a student there?
I was.
Probably could for parking, I guess. You have to make an account. So, I don't know. Meet and greet Frank at the Bell across the street. That'd be actually hilarious. You and Juan and Rod and Go Aztecs and Nate and whoever else.
in the YouTube chat all day. I mean, hey, like we got a lot of South Bay people that listen to the show. Clay in the South Bay.
This is, by the way,
it's down the street, man.
This is not a company official meet and greet. So if I just happen to forget going to the Taco Bell, you can't complain to the company because they're not putting this on.
This is one of those fourth inning meetups.
This is one of those. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll be there.
That's right. Come on. Get out and support some high school football. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. We still got to talk about that Aztec game last night. I keep trying to punt it down. I kick it down, kick the can down the road, to be honest with you, because it was not too great. So there's that. Enrique, come on, dude. Go to the CIA championship game before you head down there. Juan was already talking about going to PB. Enrique, why don't you hit him up? Anyway. So the Aztec game was rough last night. We'll talk about that later on. But we do got to get to some Padres baseball. And we want to mention that this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on saving certificates and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. So we got some news yesterday from the Padres. Kevin Acey was the first that I saw putting this information out about the Padres reshaping their coaching staff under new manager Craig Stammen. And the theme is very clear: familiarity, trust, and personal connection over a lot of different traditional coaching resumes, which I'm okay with. When you hire a guy to be the manager, you want him to be able to build his staff the way he would like. And that sets him up for success. He's going to go out there and get, and I mentioned this before, get people that he believes in, that he trusts, that are in his corner, that are going to pull the rope in the right direction. He went out and did that yesterday by hiring a new bench coach and hiring a new hitting coach. Let's meet the two new hires of the San Diego Padres. Randy Knorr is the new bench coach of the San Diego Padres. Craig Stammen hired him to be his bench coach. Knorr knows Stammen extremely well. He was the Nationals' bullpen coach when Craig Stammen debuted with Washington. He has over a decade of MLB coaching experience, former Nationals bench coach for four seasons. He was a first base coach, minor league catching coordinator, and recently reassigned to a senior advisory role in Washington before he was let go at the end of the year last year. He brings legitimate MLB coaching heft and a catcher's background, complementing the obviously inexperienced Craig Stammen. So you have the catcher-pitcher scenario there with the bench coach for Craig Stammen. He's bringing in a guy that he knows and he trusts and he likes. That's what you need in a bench coach. They also are bringing in Steven Souza Jr., who is the hitting coach. A little bit of a surprise hire for a lot of people out there. He's 36 years old. He's a new hitting coach. Hasn't been a major league hitting coach yet, but he replaces Victor Rodriguez, who is now with the Houston Astros. Souza has zero pro coaching experience, but played eight seasons in Major League Baseball. He was a former teammate of Craig Stammen with the Nationals, and he recently was a special advisor for hitting research and pro scouting with the Tampa Bay Rays. He is currently a co-owner of the Baseball Training Academy in the Seattle area, and he is seen as a modern, data-connected hitting voice with player relatability. And obviously, the only thing that's the risk is he doesn't have the experience as a Major League hitting coach. Padres under Craig Stammen are obviously leaning into this relationship hire, similar to MLB teams like the Rays and Guardians, who emphasize shared language within a staff. Stammen now has Knorr as his bench coach. He's a veteran bench coach, catcher-minded philosophy and a stabilizer. He's got Steven Souza Jr., who is a young, modern, player-centric hitting voice. Ruben Niebla, who was retained as the pitching coach and is now the associate manager of the Padres. Ben Fritz is retained as the bullpen coach, and David Macias likely remaining at first base. The only major opening left is the third base coach, which the Padres are obviously putting together. Now, the thing with Steven Souza Jr., it scares a lot of people that he is a new coach. But there's a lot of stuff that we have seen of him breaking down swings that I find to be very interesting. Now, the first thing that we're going to play for you, Steven Souza Jr. on a podcast, he's talking about Brett Boone being a hitting coach as a former player. And the conversation of, do you have to be a good hitter in Major League Baseball to be a good hitting coach? Here's what Steven Souza Jr. had to say about it when they hired Brett Boone, who obviously had a phenomenal career in Major League Baseball before he became the Rangers hitting coach. Here's what Steven Souza Jr.
One second. I had it, and I went to put it in a different tab, and now it's gone. Like, I had it. What in the world? That's rude. That was really rude.
This is a good time to mention, as Rod said, chat should be pulling up to Southwestern College for a CIF game tonight. Rod's going to be there. We'll see him at the game tonight. What is going on? What are we doing over here? We lose the internet again?
No, I went to put... I found the video. Okay, now I got it again. I got it back.
All right, let's recap again. So Steven Souza Jr. talking about what makes a good hitting coach at the major league level.
There's instant credibility. Like, this guy's done it, been successful. I think you can go too far. Say, like, hey, if you play, you're automatically a good hitting coach. Like, that's not true. I've been around plenty of guys that have no idea what they did, and they explain it the way they did it, and that's all they know how. It's not just that you played in the big leagues. It's that some guys that played in the big leagues, they're very good at communicating how to have a good approach, how to have a good swing. They've kind of taken in the information from the guys that they played with in conversations and been able to try and fail a little bit. I thought JD was very smart. Like, I thought he knew the swing, and he actually knew how to, like, develop a game plan with some of the best guys in the league. It's just he didn't have the, you know, the wherewithal sometimes to say it. And so having Edgar, as soon as he sits there and he says something, you know, he's able to get respect right away.
So it's him talking about, like, former players being hitting coaches. And just because you're a good hitter doesn't mean you're a good hitting coach. And just because you play Major League Baseball doesn't make you a good hitting coach. But there's a lot of different things that are put together in that particular sense. I want to play this for a couple of minutes. It's not super long. We're going to try to cut it off about, you know, 2 minutes. But this is Steven Souza Jr. on social media breaking down Julio Rodriguez's swing and some of the adjustments. Just to give you a little bit of a taste of, you know, what he sees, what he brings to the table as a hitting coach.
Is it Julio Rodriguez's swing or is it Victor Robles' swing?
Oh, he says Julio Rodriguez in the video, but he says Victor Rodriguez in the...
Victor Robles.
Victor Robles on the tweet. So maybe it is Victor Robles. I thought he said Julio Rodriguez in the video, but here's him breaking down... some of the mechanics and just to kind of give a sense of what he could potentially bring as hitting coach. I watched this yesterday and got excited for what he could potentially bring as kind of that analytical guy and putting game plans together.
What's going on, y'all? Want to do a little breakdown here on the surgence of Victor Robles coming over from Washington over to Seattle. Maybe some of the differences we see. So let's get right into it. We'll see on the left here with Robles, he has this leg kick, and as he goes back, right, his hips get a little uphill. Right there, they get a little uphill. And what this is going to do, this is going to cause him to just be a tick late, right? So when he gets down, he's going to have to start his swing immediately. I mean, we see that, right? The foot gets down. Heels down, and he's already coming up off the other heel, okay? And what that forces you to do is it makes you work around the ball, right? It works around, east to west, right? So you have to rush, you have to spin. You can see this by watching his shoulder just rip around, just trying to play catch up, right? And that's constantly the situation we saw in Washington. Whereas if we go over here on the right, he's got this nice, simple move now. JD's done a nice job, right, simplifying this move. It doesn't really get up in the air too much, right? And this is a strong, athletic kid, right? And so now when his heel lands, he hasn't really started anything but his back elbow, which is great. We want to get that running start. But his heel's in the ground. Both heels are in the ground. We call this the horse position right here, right? And what this is going to allow him to do is, number one, be on time more consistently, right? His foot's on the ground. He's able to get into the ball a lot quicker and make his decision. But number two, watch his back shoulder come through and stay in line with the ball. Watch how direct this swing is, right? It's going to get in the ball and chase it out to the point where his shoulder finishes all the way through the ball. I mean, that's good stuff right there. This guy's on a tear right now, having this nice direct swing. He's got all the tools
so
in the
world. So that's a little bit of Steven Souza Jr. breaking it down. The video I sent you, Frank, was actually a Julio Rodriguez one, so that's why was a little bit off. But it's okay. It's the same. It accomplishes the same thing. I think, you know, when I first saw the news, it was like, okay, here's a guy that hasn't done it before. But I think he brings a new young view of hitting, and I think it gets away from what the Padres ran into issues with last year of just kind of being way too old school, Frank.
Yeah, and I think Go Aztecs just said it in the chat there. Hopefully the Padres don't follow his career 229 batting average. Sometimes people are better teachers than doers. Like
he might not have the talent to be able to, even if he does everything correctly, he's just not as talented as a lot of other major leaguers that can, you know, bring a good value there. So he has to be technically sound to be able to put together even that type of batting average, which that's why you see a lot of guys that haven't done very well in professional sports end up being really good coaches, as you were going to say.
And that was me when I was growing up, especially like when I got into high school, was I knew what I had to do. Like I was a catcher. I knew what I had to do, and I can relay what I had to do. It was, for me, it was the physical action of actually doing it was harder for me. So, like, I knew where I had to be. I knew how I had to catch the ball. I knew how I had to slide behind it. But sometimes it's comfort. For me, some of the things weren't as comfortable doing it as it had been the amount of time that I'd done it. Sometimes it's just, as you mentioned, it's just not the natural skill just isn't there. But that doesn't, just because he was a bad player doesn't mean that he's going to be a bad coach. Sometimes, like he said it in the first clip, it's not always necessarily knowing how to do something. It's also knowing how to communicate it effectively. And I think that's what Souza was getting at. And from what it sounds like and from what I've seen in the breakdown clips that he's posted, he's a very effective communicator as to what is wrong and how it can be fixed.
I think so, too. I think there's some ways that he can bring some of these newer forms of baseball. And I think the fact that he worked with the Rays is very important. I mean, they are known for doing a lot of, you know, getting the most out of not too much talent, right? Yeah. Or like not a lot of money. And so now you apply some of those things to what the Padres have talent-wise. I think they could do a lot of stuff. And then the other thing, too, I read up on Steven Souza Jr. was talking about like the correct pitches to swing at. That was a lot of the Padres' problems, too, is swinging at pitches they can't do damage with. It's been frustrating to watch. So I'm interested to see what comes out of this. And maybe he's a good voice for a guy like Fernando and Manny and guys that already have a lot of talent, and they dig into it a little bit more. And it seems the way he described it was very simple.
Yeah. And even that, like you were saying with the younger kids, because the Rays have a lot of guys who not only aren't great, but they're young. They build through their farm system, and their farm system comes up to play through their major league system. Let's just say you get into a situation where a couple outfielders get hurt and you have to bring up Tirso Ornelas this year. That is a guy who Steven Souza Jr. would know how to work with and know how to try to get the best out of him, because he's a younger guy. He's moldable, a guy that can listen. That is also the kind of guy that Steven Souza Jr. is going to help. Not just the stars, but to be able to get like these tweener, these quadruple-A players up and ready to go at the major league level. That is the kind of guy that Steven Souza Jr. has had the ability to work with and try to get the best out of over the last couple of years.
Yeah, the more I read up on Steven Souza Jr., the more I like a different approach. I think the young characteristic is going to be good. I think it brings life into an organization. And the other thing, too, is you let Craig Stammen hire his coaches. And guys that he believes in and guys that he knows are going to have his back. And that's half the battle.
And that's also crucial for a first-time coach, too. Mm-hmm. You want the experience of knowing what you're doing, knowing what the job is around you, but you also want the guys you're going to be most comfortable with. And for Craig Stammen to be going after guys that he has been coached with, that he's been coaching with, or
has played under Moore, who was his bullpen coach.
Yeah.
These are guys that he trusts.
Yeah.
And that's you want around you when you build a staff. You need guys that are going to pull the rope in the right direction. You don't need somebody that was placed there that, you know, might want your job or is not there in support. I mean, you have to find people that are going to support what you want to do as the acting manager, as the acting head coach of the particular team. And when you don't have staffs like that, it usually leads to failure. So they're keeping some. It sounds like Brian Esposito is going to stay in the organization in some capacity, but they have a new bench coach now in Randy Knorr, and they have a new hitting coach in Steven Souza Jr. The last thing they need to go hire is a third base coach. So we'll see what they decide to do with that. When we come back, we're going to finally get to this Pirates and Marlins thing. Surprising spending push. Do we think it's genuine? Agents are saying it's not. We'll tell you about it when we come back on the Braden Soprenet Show, Sanger's Number One Sports Station, 97 through the Fan. What happens?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you have a holiday on a Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, shortened week this week. Frank and I will only be on again tomorrow. Packed show tomorrow. We are the last live radio show of the week, as Gwen and Chris will be off tomorrow, but everybody's in action again today. Gwen and Chris will be coming up after us in the 2 o'clock hour. A lot to get to still on the show today. Do want to mention, this holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97 through the Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 97throughthefansd.com/foodfund and give today. All right, let's get to this conversation about the Pirates and the Marlins. It's a big article in The Athletic today about this, with a lot of contributing writers to it. And it highlights how the Pirates and Marlins want to all of a sudden spend some money. Two of Major League Baseball's lowest spending franchises, the Pirates and the Marlins, have suddenly become active players in free agency and trade discussions. Both clubs are exploring significant additions this winter, including Kyle Schwarber, Jorge Polanco, Ryan O'Hearn, Kazuma Okamoto, and pitchers such as Michael King. But while both teams insist their newfound aggression is about opportunity and trying to build winners, agents and rival executives believe there is a deeper motive tied to the looming CBA negotiations and revenue-sharing politics. What do the agents think about it? They think it's a possible CBA chess match. MLB's next collective bargaining agreement expires at the end of next season. There is expected to be a massive revenue-sharing fight between large and small-market clubs. Big market teams argue that small market teams don't actually spend their revenue sharing money on players. Agents like Seth Levinson, who was used in this article, believe smaller market or smaller teams making surprise free agent pursuits like the Pirates and Marlins may be an attempt to look like they're spending ahead of these negotiations. The quote 150% rule the Marlins may be violating. CBA requires revenue sharing recipients to have a luxury tax payroll at least 150% of revenue sharing money received. Marlins received roughly $70 million plus dollars in revenue sharing. Their payroll was estimated at only $85 million. That's nowhere near the 150% threshold. This could trigger a new grievance from the MLB Players Association, and spending this offseason could be a way to protect themselves legally. The Pirates are meeting the 150% requirement, but have still been criticized for bottom-tier payrolls for years. The Pirates argue, if not now, then when? They give the opportunity. They have Paul Skenes, the Cy Young winner and NL Rookie of the Year, under team control for four more seasons. They've publicly acknowledged past off seasons were too conservative. Ownership has internally floated a $100 million payroll target, still low but higher than usual. As for the Marlins, why are they suddenly aggressive? Well, they may have violated the 150% revenue sharing rule. The MLB Players Association has previously filed multiple grievances against the Marlins, and avoiding another one may require aggressively adding payroll. So what do we think these teams are doing this for? Do we think the Pirates and the Marlins really want to compete, Frank? Or do we think they all of a sudden are trying to get in line with what could potentially be coming down the pipeline?
No, it's all out of the kindness of their heart. They've recognized the errors of their ways and are repenting. No, of course they're trying to get compliant with what's coming up. I mean, it's the same thing we discussed with the LSU and Brian Kelly thing. It's of course the nefarious way behind it. That's all there is to it.
I think the timing is very interesting for both of these schools, both of these teams. Now, you look at the reasoning behind it from a other perspective, and that also makes sense too. But I think with the potential contract or labor negotiations looming, I think a lot of these teams want to get in compliance with what could be coming. I think a lot of teams want to get in compliance with, showing that, proving the MLB Players Association that they actually do spend their money, even though the Players Association is probably right in this deal. But if you look at potential targets, and again, I think a lot of these organizations, Frank, also say they are in on players, and then they just come up short and say, like, hey, look, we tried, but in reality, they were never in on said players. That's been rumors for years for certain organizations that want to get their name out there to show their fans that they're spending money, or they're trying to spend money, and they're not actually making any type of deals. I think that's also at play.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, you can say that about anything. Why weren't the Pirates in on Ohtani in that case?
I think they do it on realistic landing spots.
I mean, it's...
I think they do it on realistic conversations of players where it's like, oh, people can believe that the Pirates could be in on Josh Naylor. But if the Pirates said they're in on Ohtani, I don't think a lot of people...
Can you really believe that, though?
I think from affordability standpoint, I think you could.
You can't believe anything that these teams do right now, especially teams like the Pirates who have fought for years with their fan base about spending money, that the Marlins, who have their entire existence has been building through the minor leagues and then shipping guys off. Like, they've never once been a big spender team or tried to be a big spender team. You can throw the Rockies in that. The Royals, the Royals have a once in a generation run.
I understand that, but my thing is a lot of teams say that they're in on certain players that are relatively a guy that would not be too eye-popping on a contract,
right,
just to say that they're in. Like, Josh Naylor is not a massive contract.
Right, and my point is, why would you believe it? Why would you believe that?
Because fans have hope that their team is finally going to do something. Because fans have hope, that's why. I mean, you and I know that the Pirates aren't going to spend any money, but the Pirates fans could be like, hey, look, maybe they're changing some things. There's some, you know, fans of their will make excuses for their teams all the time because they put on the rose-colored glasses. I used to see it all the time with the Chargers. And now that you're not attached to the team anymore, you just go like, oh, this team's never going to win. They'll tell Charger fans that right now. I mean, every year they think they have a chance, but the reality is with their ownership and everything put in place, they're never going to win. Same thing with the Cincinnati Bengals. They're never going to win. But Bengals fans are out there holding out hope all the time for XYZ to happen. Like, Pirates fans can convince... I think the Pirates can convince their fans that they might be, like, interested in certain players. And they could give this. We have Paul Skenes. He's a Cy Young Award winner. New York, a National League Rookie of the Year. He's under team control. We think we could get our payroll up to $100 million. And you hear that, and you're like, okay, yeah, okay. And, you know, they did give Ke'Bryan Haynes a contract extension. And they did give... Brian Reynolds a contract extension. They have spent some money.
And where is Ke'Bryan Haynes right now?
They traded him. But
exactly.
You know what? But
Thank you.
They still have shown that they can do just enough to make their fans believe and hope that this might be a turnaround and they might be able to put money down.
Their biggest signing this year has been, over the last couple of years, has been reuniting with Andrew McCutchen.
I understand that. I'm telling you, there are some Pirates fans that probably believe that they can be in on this. Now, until they start saying it, until they start signing these guys, it's not going to make any sense. You know, they have the Pirates targets at Kyle Schwarber. They're never going to sign Kyle Schwarber.
No.
There's no way. I'm sure they'll sit there and do what the White Sox did with Manny Machado. They'll say that they offered him a gigantic contract and that he just turned it down to go somewhere else. He'll be off the hook. More realistic, Jorge Polanco, Ryan O'Hearn, Kazuma Okamoto. I could see them signing a Jorge Polanco and making it sound like it's a big splash.
Yes, that I can see. That
I can
I
see the
believe.
Same thing with Ryan O'Hearn. Because they're affordable in the grand scheme of things. They could potentially try a trade. Cardinals bats, Donovan, Newpar, and Gorman. I just don't see the Cardinals doing that with the sense of those guys are under team control for a long time, but those are trade pickups that the Pirates would be able to afford. What was noted in this article was they never even got a chance to bid seriously on Josh Naylor before he signed with Seattle.
Because Naylor wanted to go back to Seattle.
Naylor had no interest in going at a place that was never going to spend money around him.
Naylor had no interest in going anywhere other than back to Seattle.
They also have internal pressure. They're going to have to start doing something. Here's the other thing, too. When the thing that works out for... This is why the Rockies don't have any pressure, because people go to their games. People go to their games, they got a nice stadium, and if people are still paying money to go watch the team play as bad as they are, why change anything if you're Dick Monfort? Now, if you're the Pirates fans flat out dislike Bob Nutting. A plane flew over the stadium saying sell the team on opening day. Attendance 26 last season. It's hurting their bottom line. With that pressure, they're going to have to spend money. They're going to have to spend money. So they have the storylines around where they can throw out there that they're going to try to spend money. The Marlins, their goals are to add a closer. They've also talked to Michael King about potentially being a starting pitcher there. They've also have interest in Devin Williams or Ryan Helsley. They want to add a power bat at first base and third base after finishing 27th in home runs. They still want to potentially trade Sandy Alcantara, but they also could build around him. He's under control until 2027. They believe they're close. They had a turnaround, 100 losses to 79 wins last year. Young core, Kyle Stowers, the Christian high school product, 25 home runs and an all-star appearance. They got Jacob Marcy, who led all rookies in hits, extra base hits, and stolen bases after August 1st. The player they got, one of the deals that the Padres traded with him, and they also got this kid named Augustin Ramirez, who had 20 home runs and 10 stolen bases, rookie catcher. Massive investment in infrastructure, new giant weight room, Dominican Republic complex upgrades, expanded front office. my whole thing on this entire conversation though, with the Pirates and the Marlins is on par with you, Frank. Until they start doing it, it just falls on deaf ears for me.
Exactly.
And if they do start doing it, I'll have my questions about whether or not it's just for the new CBA.
Exactly. It's all for nefarious purposes because of the timing of it, and what these franchises have been historically. It's not, this is not a genuine change in philosophy out of these owners.
Yeah. I look at it and it's just, until they start doing it, I'm just not going to believe it. And then even then, as mentioned before, I think it's for a reason. But you know what? If it's forced, this is being forced, right? So now this is like almost a designed built-in for why you would want a salary cap and a salary floor if you're a baseball fan, because
Absolutely.
Teams are going to abide by it. And this is them signing some of the big names is actually good news for Major League Baseball, because those big names don't get stacked on loaded teams. And that's what a lot of people want to see in Major League Baseball. We got to take a quick break. We got a high school football recap we want to get to. We also want to get to our midday sports standoff. If we have time in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about last night's Aztecs basketball game. Still lots to get to on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's Urban Sports Station 97 through the field.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We get some high school football stuff from this weekend. All the semifinal games happened last week, and we got a championship day today. Tonight, 7 o'clock at Southwestern College. The Carlsbad Lancers taking on the Cathedral Catholic Don. Should be a great game tonight at Southwestern College for the Open Division Championship. Winner will move on to the Southern California Regional, and most likely will play the winner of San Clemente and Los Alamitos in the Southern Section Division 2 final, which will happen on Friday. We got a lot of other games happening this weekend at Southwestern College. Again, tonight, $3 to park at Southwestern College. I posted a place to buy tickets if you do want to come out and watch the Dons and the Lancers. A lot of great players tonight for both teams. Should be a fun game between Cathedral and Carlsbad. A lot of great Division I talent going to be on display tonight, and it's going to be fun to see it. And we got great games coming up this weekend, as we had a big weekend last weekend. It was a championship ticket weekend across San Diego, and we got more fireworks than a 4th of July show last weekend. Let's run through everything that went down around the section. Division I championship is set. Granite Hills and Lincoln are headed to Southwestern College. That's a rematch from the Open Division Final from a couple years ago. Granite Hills, 9-3 on the season, leaned on the run for the first time all year in a 52-30 semifinal win over Mount Miguel. Eagles offensive line did a phenomenal job opening up holes for their running back. They ran it 34 times for 231 yards. Anthony Mater popped for 77 yards. Seth Rodriguez had added 75. Gage Spaulding scored twice. Quarterback Zach Benitez, who came in with 3,377 yards and 44 touchdowns on the season, gave them 28 more on the ground while throwing for a season-low 138. Defensively, Braden Wells had a pick six, and Willie Spain, Wyatt McLellan, and Parker Johnson all had sacks as Granite Hills stuffed Mount Miguel four times on fourth down. They'll take on the number one seeded Lincoln Hornets in Division I, who beat San Marcos 49-35 behind another monster night from Junior Curtis. 320 yards and four touchdowns, his second straight 300-yard game. Rashad Robinson added 85 yards and two scores. Hornets only completed one pass all night, but ran for 461 against the Knights. The defense forced four second-half turnovers. Javion Allen had a pick and a fumble recovery. Alvin Gaston had a scoop and score for San Marcos. Creep McKinley threw touchdowns to Zeke McIntyre and Cutter Voorhees, plus ran in one. Karen Monaghan took a kickoff back 75 yards. For San Marcos, who finished very impressive 7-5 season after playing the best competition in San Diego all year long. Division I championship will be Saturday at 7:30 between Granite Hills and Mount Miguel. Division II, it was Santa Fe Christian who stayed unbeaten with a 35-20 win over Scripps Ranch. With the run game shut down, Dax Labor went to the air, 226 yards and three touchdowns. Chase Woolley had 110 receiving and 110 in returns. Brady Berg did everything, a touchdown catch, a touchdown run, an interception, and 10 tackles. Baylen Brees, the son of Drew Brees, added a 21-yard touchdown reception, while Brody Caffrey took a pick back 95 yards. Santa Fe Christian, who is their offensive coordinator, is Drew Brees. They'll be playing in the Division II CIF championship game against Steel Canyon, who beat San Diego High 21-7 behind quarterback Gavin Caja and his two touchdown passes to Jacob Henton, who, by the way, didn't play football for 3 years. This is his first year playing football. Abel Lopez added a two-yard score, Steel Canyon over San Diego 21-7. You'll have the Steel Canyon Cougars and the Santa Fe Christian Eagles going after it in the battle of the number one and two seeds in Division II, just like the number one and two seeds are going at it in Division I. In Division III, Central Union outlasted University City 44-42, thanks to a massive night from Matthew Lizzola. 263 yards and five touchdowns out of the Wildcat look. Junior Camarena chipped in 87 yards and a score. UC got big plays from Quentin Damara, Deshaun Hill, and DJ Ferguson, who took a kickoff back 90 yards, but the game ended with CJ Acosta breaking up a pass in the end zone after earlier muffing a kickoff. Central got the dub by 2 points, and they move on to the Division III championship. We'll take on Christian, the sixth seed in Division III. They upset the two-seed Army-Navy 20-17 behind quarterback Caleb Runkle, who threw a two second-half touchdowns and rushed for 51. Julian Moronis rushed for 81 yards. Soren Lucy had a pick and a touchdown catch. Christian knocked off the three-seed Ramona in overtime. They knocked off the two-seed in a thriller and Army-Navy, and now they will try to knock off the one-seed in Division III in Central. in the CIF championship game. In Division 4, Eastlake beat Westview. That's the second Rancho Penasquitos team they beat in 2 weeks. They beat Westview 21-17 thanks to a gutsy fake punt late against the Wolverines. That set up a 24-yard touchdown run by quarterback Tyler Balco, who ran for 85 and threw for 79. David Bronco also added 76 yards and a score, and Maximo Acosta sealed it with an interception. Westview quarterback Matthew Guimon threw for 228 yards and touchdowns to Miles Miranda and Joshua Haney, but the Wolverines couldn't get the run established. They end up losing to Eastlake, who moves on to face Valley Center, who beat La Jolla Country Day 42-35 behind a massive night from Josiah Ryan Tirado. 297 yards and 4 touchdowns on 36 carries. Braylon Mitchell tossed 2 touchdowns to Gage Wright, and Valley Center wins 42-35 over La Jolla Country Day. They'll take on Eastlake in the Division 4 final. In Division 5, Hoover beat Canyon Hills 10-6 after Fyrom Ivory returned an onside kick 46 yards for the go-ahead score. Tanai Tuipulotu sealed it with an interception in the end zone. Hezekiah Manuel threw for 171 and ran for 73. Canyon Hills points came on a 92-yard pick 6 from Daniel Westhafer, but it was Hoover knocking off the Rattlers of Canyon Hills. They will play Morse, who dominated Monta Vista 52-12 behind Superior Gar. 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and 2 rushing scores from Alex Smith as well for the Morse Tigers. So the Division 5 final is set. It's going to be Hoover and Morse. That's a look at what's going on in the high school football realm. As mentioned before, again tonight should be a fun matchup between Cathedral Catholic and for Carlsbad. Carlsbad, a team that likes to run the football a lot, likes to hang on to the rock, as mentioned by an article in the San Diego Union Tribune on Eli McNeil, who is the son of Thad McNeil. And here's my favorite part about these two programs playing each other. They are coached by two alumni. Thad McNeil starred at Carlsbad as a quarterback back in the day, and he has done a great job in running this Carlsbad football program to be one of the best teams in San Diego year in and year out. And now he has the ability to lead his alma mater to a potential open division championship with his son at quarterback. I mean, what a special moment that is for the Carlsbad side, and a story to watch for the Carlsbad Lancers. I mean, Eli McNeil is a kid that grew up on the sidelines at Carlsbad High School now, and got to see a lot of the great quarterbacks at Carlsbad play, and now gets to play for one of those great quarterbacks, and Christian Chapman, who's the offensive coordinator at Carlsbad, and the long legacy of quarterbacks at Carlsbad High School. So what a moment for him, and what a moment for the McNeil family tonight at Southwestern College. I mean, Eli McNeil and Thad McNeil get to do something that Coach Sean Doyle on the other side got to do with his son in 2016 and 2015 when Nick Doyle played for his dad at Cathedral. Same thing, same kind of story. Sean Doyle is an alumni of the University of San Diego High School. He is a Dons alum. He has led the program for so many years. He has accomplished a lot of great things. Most of his staff are alumni, just like Thad McNeil has got a lot of Carlsbad Lancers alumni on their staff. And Sean got to experience coaching his own son, where Nick grew up on the sidelines of all the Dons games and has gotten to play and got to play for the Dons one day. So a couple of good storylines back and forth between Carlsbad and Cathedral Catholic. Again, there's a lot of great players on both teams. I mean, you got running back and Darian Webb for Carlsbad and Kai Brown, two players that have had phenomenal years for the Lancers. They got good receivers in Travis Jeffrey and Ethan Meyerhoff. Their tight ends are great. Rocky Cummings, a 6'4", 225-pound senior tight end for the Carlsbad Lancer. Guy's an animal. He has 11 receptions for 187 yards, but 8 of those receptions are touchdowns. He's averaging 17 yards per catch. He's also a phenomenal blocker. So it's a fun group for Carlsbad. As for Cathedral, arguably one of the best players I have seen and have been able to coach in Honor Falave Johnson. I mean, the kid makes a lot of great plays, and it's not just him on offense. I mean, you got a receiver in Isaac Cook that's going to be a great Division I college player. You got a quarterback in Brady Palmer who's going to be a great Division I college quarterback who is, I know, making a visit this weekend to a Big Ten school. So there's a lot of great talent on the field for both teams. Should be a fun one tonight at Southwestern College. Hopefully a lot of you guys go out there and come watch. Because these are some talented players going out there representing the city of San Diego, and will represent the city of San Diego whoever wins. And I think whoever wins this game has a really good chance at winning state based on what the path might be. And I think San Diego's got a lot of good teams that could represent in state. I mean, you look at the Division I matchup between Lincoln and Granite Hills, that'll be Saturday at 7:30. Both of those teams have the ability to win state this season. And a lot of good football in San Diego this year. Should be a fun time. I know Frank's excited for it. We get to see Frank out there for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very interested in going. I'm actually buying the parking pass as we speak.
Yes. Parking is $3 today. It's $20 over the weekend. Since there is class tonight at Southwestern College, CIF is suggesting you get down there as early as possible. So hopefully they're able to, hopefully you get down there early. Again, parking, it's better to buy it online before. You have to create an account with Southwestern College in order to get the parking. Frank is going through that right now. So it's a little bit of a couple of process steps.
The permit you're looking for, after you fill out the account, after you create the account, the permit you're going to be looking for is daily permits by calendar day. You click on which day, tonight, and then you can add it to the cart.
All Carlsbad parents, all Cathedral parents, everybody that's potentially going down to the game tonight, if you haven't done so already, get the parking and sign up now so you don't have to sit in your car trying to do it and trying to go down there and park on a school night. Southwestern College does have school today, so that's the warning on that. When we come back, Aztec basketball. We'll talk about it in the 1 o'clock hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.